It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy National Fruitcake Day. I'm sure that's widely recognized in Cali. Today is December 27, 2023. Still in the midst of holiday season with New Year's approaching. That should be some fun stuff there. I'll probably witness that from my bed. So let's get into the birthdays. But before we do that, I have to say, click subscribe, notifications, tell your friends and family about the show. Try to get them up by noon, Tuesdays and Fridays. Don't miss those. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Bill Goldberg, he was a WWE wrestler, is 56 today. And Savannah Guthrie, far left news pundit for NBC, is 51. Also on this day in history, Charlie Darwin set sail on the HMS Beagle, beginning the voyage of which he would formulate his theory of evolution. Wow. Wow. I forget what year that was. I did not jot that down, so I apologize. But that was the only historical story I have for you. We've got breaking news. This one from Reuters: migrant caravan advances north as U.S. officials head to Mexico. That's right, they're going to Cancun to celebrate the new year. I'm joking. I guess they're going down to Mexico City to make it look like they're trying to resolve the border problems that we have. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to see them do nothing there. All right, we've got one from Newsmax. Mariah Carey and Brian Tanaka end 7-year relationship. Oh, my gosh. A Hollywood couple breaking up. Oh, my gosh. I guess he was a backup dancer for her, and they just couldn't resist each other. Now, there's plenty of resistance, so they said they mutually agreed to go separate directions, but there's always one person, right, that says, you know, I have an idea. Yeah, so I don't know who that was, but we'll, you know, if we hear about it, we'll let you know. I'm not going to look for it. There's only so much time in this world. Got one from CNN: how to give your Christmas tree a second life after the holiday. I can tell you right now how to do that. It's with gasoline and a match. That's right. Enjoy the heat and the scenery, folks. But I've got a list of what this article tells you to do, or gives you options. Turn it into mulch, as if everyone has a wood chipper. Dream up some lovely landscaping ideas. Okay. Use it as outdoor fire fuel. Okay. Freshen your home. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. This one's great. Dispose of your tree and help your community. That gives your tree a second life by disposing it, I guess. So there you go. That's what you should do with your tree. Pick one. I like my solution the best. It's the most fun. Here's one from Scripps. Airplane mechanic was... This is no good. This is old-fashioned whacking. Basically, airplane mechanic was owed $315,000 when he was kidnapped and red-rummed. That's right. And you're thinking, oh my God, I hope they caught the guys. And the subtitle reads, three men have been charged with kidnapping and red rum in the death of a South Florida airplane mechanic. See, this can happen to you if you owe someone money and if they owe you money. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just be careful who you're working with, you know what I mean? Or doing work for, really. I mean, if you, the names of those people All the three that have been charged, they all had a nickname, like Lil. One was like Lil something. If your nickname's Lil something, do you really want to do work for these people? It sounds like a gangsta. Here's another one from Scripps. Out of town family. This is great. I'm sorry, this is not great. I thought that I was reading a different headline. Out of town family members find dead body in home freezer over Christmas. This family traveled to go visit, stay and visit their family in San Diego, and they stumbled upon a body in a freezer. So what I want to know is, what the hell are doing going through these people's things? You know what I mean? God, I don't know. But there is an investigation, they said. Can you believe that? Yep. They're investigating this. Huh. All right, but that's all we know. There have been no charges made yet in that case, but that's pretty crazy stuff. This is encouraging here for the world food situation, really. This is from Reuters. Maersk schedules, Maersk, you know, the shipping company, schedules dozens of vessels to travel via Suez Canal. There have been some Houthi attacks on merchant vessels going through the canal in recent weeks, and they stopped going through there. So the U.S. has gone in with our ships, and they're intercepting these attacks, these drone attacks, enough apparently that these shipping companies are now heading back through there. That is the shortest distance from the shortest route from Asia to Europe, so it's critical. And apparently stocks in the shipping industry have fallen today on this news. So that is that. We need stuff moving, products moving around the world so everyone can eat and be warm. All right, folks, that leaves us with one more article, and that's a good news article because that's how we roll at the end of every single episode of ours, and it's always been that way since the very first episode. We like to leave you in good spirits as you continue your journey. Before we do that, though, I just want to say make sure you subscribe to the show and do all the things that help the show, please. Email me. If you got any questions or comments, email me or put it in the comments section in YouTube or wherever you're listening. All right, here we go. This one is from Good News Network. Six strangers drop everything to help man find wedding ring lost while doing yard work. This really is a feel-good story is what it is. So this, I think he's like 80 years old, and he loses his ring. It appeared to be a big yard, too. That's what was crazy about it. So his wife, 71-year-old wife, posts something online saying, you know, we lost a ring. Does anyone have a metal detector? I think it was like a church community online thing. They went to church, and then they came home from church, and it exploded, it blew up, I guess they say. And six people came over, a couple of them with metal detectors, and scoured the yard for hours and hours. And in the third hour, after 3 hours of searching, the owner of the ring found his ring. So that's great. And, you know, they said that they didn't just find their ring. They found friends, you know, and they realized they had a community around them. So that's great. That is great news, actually. There's still people out there with heart. I hope you all are some of those. And I hope you all enjoy the episode. Be careful. New Year's Eve, please. I'll be doing a new episode this Friday, so don't miss that. And until Friday, keep pressing on in your life. Peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today.
Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.